Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Parshas Akev in Rishon. The Parsha Podcast is Le'iloi Nishmas Shmuel Mordechai ben Shimon Etel Bas Shaul. Vahaya Akev Tishmun es Hamishpatim Ha'ela Ushimartem Vasisa Mosam Vishamar Hashem Elokecha Lecha es Abris es Hachesed Asher Nishba Lavosecha. And it will be because you've heeded the mitzvos, the Mishpatim, and you've guarded and performed them, Hashem will guard for you the covenant and the kindness that he swore to your forefathers. Rashi says, what does the word Akev mean? Akev, we said, means because, but also he says it means because of the mitzvos, the little mitzvos that a person steps on with their heel, even those mitzvos that you are doing. Then Hashem will guard the covenant and the kindness. Rashi explains this means that Hashem will keep for you all of his promises. V'ha'ehevcha u'beirachacha v'hirbecha u'veirach pri b'necha u'fri adamasecha d'gancha v'siroshcha v'yisharecha shagar alafecha v'ashtarosh sonecha al ha'adama asher nishpa lavosecha lases lach. And he will love you, and he will bless you, and he will increase you, and he will bless the fruit of your stomach, the fruit of your ground, your grain, your wine, and your oil, your cattle, and your sheep on the land that he swore to your forefathers to give to you. Shagar alafecha is that your cattle will give birth, and ashtaros sonecha are the best of your sown. Menachem ben Saruch, one of Rashi's sources for Dikduk, says that these are the strongest of the sheep, whereas Onklus translates it as just the flocks of sheep, and Chazal explained the word ashteros means they'll make you rich from flocks of sheep. Baruch tiyeh mikol ha'amim lo yiyah b'cha akar v'akara uvevemtecha. Blessed you will be from all of the nations, there will not be from you an infertile male or female or your animals. Ve'sir Hashem imcha kol choli v'chomad v'mitzrayim haroim asher yadata lo yisimam bach unesanam b'chol sonecha. And Hashem will remove from you all sickness and all of the horrible diseases of Mitzrayim that you knew. He will not place them upon you, and he will give them to your enemies. Va'achalta kol ha'amim asher Hashem elokecha nosen lach lo sachos einecha lehem lo sa'avod es Eloheihem ki mokesh hu lach. And you will eat, you will consume all of the nations that Hashem places into your hands. Do not have pity upon them, and do not serve their idols, because it is an ensnarement for you. Ki somar bilvavcha rabim hagoyim ha'elem mimeni eicha ucha lehorisham. And lest you say in your heart, these nations are far too numerous for me, how will I be able to inherit them? Rashi wants to understand the usage of the word ki here. Ki a lot of times will mean when it will happen. Here it means if it will happen. Because he says it's not possible to equate this as a when it will happen. It must be if, because we've already been reassured that we will be able to conquest all of these tribes. Lo sira mehem zachor tizkor asher asa Hashem elokecha lefaro ulechol Mitzrayim. Do not fear them. You will surely remember that which Hashem did to Pharaoh and to all of Mitzrayim. Hamasos hagedolos asher ra'u einecha va'osos va'mofsim va'yad chazaka zroa netuya asher hotziacha Hashem elokecha ken ya'aseh Hashem elokecha lechol ha'amim asher ata yareh mipneihem. The great signs that your eyes saw, and the miracles, and the wonders, the strong hand and the outstretched arm that Hashem took you out with, so Hashem will do to all of the nations that you are afraid of them. Rashi explains every clause in the sentence. The masos are the trials, the osos, like where the staff became a snake, or the water became blood even on the dry land. Mofsim are the fantastic makos. The Yad Chazaka is the dever of the pestilence. And the Zroa Nutuyu, the outstretched arm, is the sword of makos bechoros.
Vagam es hatzira yishalach Hashem elokecha bam ad avod hanisharim v'nistarim mipanecha. And Hashem will also dispatch the tzira against them until those remaining are lost and those who are hidden from your face. Rashi identifies the tzira as some type of stinging insect that puts forth this bitter poison that blinds people in their eyes so that they will find, this tzira will find all of the hiding enemies. Lo sarots mipneihem ki Hashem elokecha bekirbecha kel gadol v'nora. You shall not be afraid for them in front of them, because Hashem, your God, is amidst you. He is a mighty and awesome God. V'nashal Hashem elokecha es hagoyim ha'el mipanecha me'at me'at lo suchal chalosam maher pen tirbe alecha chayas hasadeh. And Hashem will weaken these nations in front of you slowly, slowly, so that they will not be driven out very quickly, lest their land be quickly populated by beasts of the field. Rashi asks, well, why should they be afraid if the beasts of the field are gathering there? Shouldn't they all be afraid of Bnei Yisrael also? Rather, it's because that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they would sin eventually, and as a result, they would lose their immunity to beasts of the field, and the beasts of the field would be able to strike them. Unasanam Hashem elokech lefanecha v'hamam muhuma gedola ad hishamdam. Them, your God, will place them before you in a fit of confusion until they are destroyed. V'nasana malchehem biyadecha v'ha'avadta eshema mitachas hashomayim lo yitzyasev ish befanecha ad hishmidcha osam. And he will place their kings in your hands, and you will destroy their names from under the heavens. No man will stand before you until you have destroyed all of them. They are idols, you shall burn in fire, you shall not desire the silver and gold that is upon them, and take for yourself them, because it will be a stumbling block for you, because it is an abomination to Hashem your God. Lo savi soeva el beisecha v'hayisa cherem kamohu shaketz tishaksenu v'saev tisavenu ki cherem hu. Do not bring an abomination into your house, because you will become a cherem, off limits, disgusting like it. It is disgusting, you should be disgusted by it, so keep far away from it, because it is cherem, it should be kept far from you. It is cursed. Kol mitzvah she'anochi mitzavcha hayom tishmun la'asos laman tichyun urevisem uvasem uverishtem es ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem levoseichem. All of the commandments which I command you this day, you shall observe them to keep them in order, that you shall live and increase and inherit the land that Hashem has sworn to your forefathers. Rashi says, all the mitzvah, simply, all the mitzvah. And the Midrash is, if you start a mitzvah, finish it, because a mitzvah is only called after the one who completes it. Therefore, Yosef's body, which Moshe undertook to take it to Eretz Yisrael, it's called that Bnei Yisrael buried him, even though Moshe spent 40 years taking care of the Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef, and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Since they buried him, they are the ones who get the credit for the mitzvah. V'zacharta es kol haderech asher holichecha Hashem elokecha ze arbaim shanim b'midbar leman anoscha lenosascha ladas es asher b'levavcha ha'sishmor mitzvasav im lo. And you will remember the entire way that Asher God took you these 40 years in the Midbar in order to afflict you and to test you to know that which is in your heart, if you will keep his mitzvahs or not. Dancha v'yarivcha v'yachilcha es haman asher lo yadata lo yadun avosecha leman hodiacha ki lo alechem levado yichye adam ki ko asher motze pi Hashem yichye adam. And he afflicted you, and he made you hungry, and he fed you the man that you did not know, and your forefathers did not know, in order to teach you that man does not live by bread alone. Only that which leaves the mouth of Hashem is what man lives on. Rashi adds, whether you will keep his mitzvos, so that you shouldn't test him, and you shouldn't think after his ways. You should not question the way that he runs things. Simlascha
lo valasa me'alecha v'raglecha lo v'seka ze arbayim shana.
Your clothing did not wear out, and your feet did not become like dough these 40 years. Rashi said that the Adonai HaKavod would go and fix your clothing and press them and clean them, like dry cleaners, but with clouds. Even your children, their clothing would grow with them. The word batseka means dough. So what would happen to your feet that they would become doughy? Rashi explains that they did not become like swollen and puffy like those who normally walk in the desert. V'yadata im levavecha ki kasher yisar kasher yaser ish es beno Hashem Elokecha miyisreka. You will know it with your heart that in the same way that a man chastises, gives musar to, and instructs his son, Hashem is instructing, guiding, and chastising you as well. V'shemarta es mitzvos Hashem Elokecha lalechas bidrachav lira oso. And you will guard the commandments of Hashem your God to go in His ways and to be in awe of Him. Ki Hashem Elokecha meviacha el eretz hatova eretz nachle mayim ayanos usahomos yotzim babika uvahar. Because Hashem your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of streams of water, of springs of depth that emerge from the valleys and from the mountains. Eretz chita usaora gefen useena rimon eretz zes shemen udvash, a land of wheat and barley, grapes and figs, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and date honey. Eretz asher lo miskenus tochal ba lechem lo sechzar kol ba. Eretz asher avanea varzal umimaharea tachtsov nechoshes. A land that will not be hard to eat bread, you will not lack anything, a land whose stones are iron, and from its mountains you shall dig copper. V'achalta v'savata v'irachta es Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. And you'll eat and you'll be satiated. You will thank Hashem your God for the goodly land that He has given to you.